Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series in Proverbs called Adulting, where we're looking at life hacks from that book. And really, we're looking at how God gives us all this incredible wisdom to help us do life better. And this past week, we looked at Proverbs chapter 7. And what is happening in Proverbs 7 is Solomon is explaining to his sons over the last several chapters how important it is to stay away from sexual immorality. And in this particular verse, he kind of starts to talk about how he's painting a picture for his son. And here's the picture. It starts out like this. For at the window of my house, I looked out through my lattice, and I have seen among the simple, I have perceived among the youths a young man lacking sense, passing along the street near her corner, taking the road to her house in the twilight, in the evening, at the time of night and darkness. That's in Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 through 9. And let me explain what's happening here. He's saying, he's going to paint the picture of this guy who is just kind of walking along at night, and the guy's kind of heading towards this woman's house, and then this woman's going to come out, and she's going to completely seduce him. She's going to go on and on and on of all these ways that really appeal to any young man. And in all of that, just completely seduces him. And then he goes in, and Solomon says, it's like an ox being led to slaughter. But that first point, I just want to focus on for a minute. He characterizes this young man as someone who is simple or who lacks sense. And he's saying, I'm looking out among, you know, at night out of the lattice. It's almost like he's saying, look, I've seen this a million times. These young guys are trying to experience life. They're trying to, you know, get the most out of life. And they head towards things that they have no understanding of. And they put themselves in a position to be completely tempted by sin. And then when sin seduces this person, it leads to death. I think in many ways we can all identify. In this particular instance, he's talking about sexual immorality and this adulterous woman who's already married and who's seducing this young man. But the reality is that sin does that in all of us, that sin wants to draw us away from God. In essence, commit spiritual adultery with the Lord. Whenever we put something above God in our lives, it's like committing spiritual adultery. That's what sin is. And sin is trying to seduce us away from who God is in our life, that relationship that we have. And I think the note that I want to look at, that first part in Proverbs, is what Solomon is saying is that, look, it was not sin to be out. It was not sin to be walking towards her corner. But what he did was he put himself in an unwise position to be tempted. Temptation can come on all of us in a way that's just overwhelming. And what Solomon is saying is that we don't need to ask ourselves the question, is this okay to do this? Is it sinful to go near this sin? No, it's not sinful. It's just not wise. Don't put yourself in a position to be seduced by sin. I mean, I used an example where if you had a child, let's say you had a backyard, and off the backyard you had a 40-foot drop down to rocks. If you put your fence right to the edge of the property and your kid is messing around at the fence and falls over the fence, your kid falls all the way to their death. So a smart parent might set the fence up, you know, 15 feet from the edge. So if a kid's messing around and he falls over the fence, he doesn't fall down to his death. And I think what Solomon is getting at is he wants us to set our boundaries up in a way that protect us so that if we make a mistake, we're not so in a position to be overwhelmed by the seduction of sin, by temptation. Only a fool flirts with temptation. Because here's the deal. Anyone with any wisdom about them can look back at life and see how sin has led to death. There are certain areas of life, particularly sexual issues, that have led to things that can really destroy us from the inside out. There is not a sin that affects people in their marriages and relationships and more than sexual sin. And Solomon is begging us, stay away from the temptation. Have some sense. I think wherever we're at, the question is, you know, are we in situations, are we putting ourselves in a position to be tempted? We should ask ourselves, it's not if it is right or wrong. If we're asking that question, well, how close can I get to that line? It's not about right or wrong. It's about what is wise. Don't put yourself in a position to be tempted. Father, I ask that you just help us all to see clearly life the way that you see it, to see our decisions the way that you see them. Help us to be wise. Protect us from temptation. Lord, you say in your famous prayer from Jesus that lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. God, I pray you would lead us away from temptation. Help us to set up wise boundaries. Amen. Just take a second. If there's an area of your life where you feel like you've been going a little too close to the line, putting yourself in a position to be tempted, maybe talk to the Lord about that right now and just submit that to the Lord. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast. Till next time, God bless.